Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Say you need this trial before the nation can heal, that the nation cannot heal without it. I say our nation cannot possibly heal with it. With this trial, you will open up new and bigger wounds across the nation, for a great many Americans see this process for exactly what it is, a chance by a group of partisan politicians seeking to eliminate Donald Trump from the American political scene and seeking to disenfranchise 74 million plus American voters and those who dare to share their political beliefs and vision of America.
People died that day. Officers ended up with head damage and brain damage. People's eyes were gouged. Officer had a heart attack. Officer lost three fingers that day. Two officers have taken their own lives. Senators, this cannot be our future. This cannot be the future of America. We cannot have presidents inciting and mobilizing mob violence against our government and our institutions because they refuse to accept the will of the people under the Constitution of the United States.
All right, that was Congressman Jamie Raskin, who is leading the Democrats in this Senate impeachment trial. And before, as one of the House impeachment managers, and before that, you heard from one of the attorneys of the president's, David Schoen, and this was what the first day of this really was all about, or you know, day one of impeachment number two, there were emotions, tears, and I think fear that ripped through some of those in the Senate chamber because there was a chilling 13-minute video that really showed the violence and the mentality of the mob that attacked the Capitol. And that is what the Democrats are talking about. January 6th, that is the centerpiece of this impeachment trial, of course, and it's all about that incitement charge. But in the end, it is about numbers and votes, two-thirds necessary. And then the president would not be able to run for office again if not. And then right now, it looks like there's only a handful of Republicans. This would then be about what happened and who's accountable, but it would not be anything that would hold Donald Trump back from running for office again, including for president of the United States. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, and that's where we're at, and that's part of the buzz in the land. Whether you're in Iowa or Michigan or Louisiana or Florida, although in Louisiana, I think some of that conversation would be about Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana, the Republican who said the arguments in the Senate impeachment trial Tuesday were what motivated him to change his mind and vote with the Democrats. Vote with the Democrats that this should move forward, that it is not unconstitutional. He did not say that he was voting to convict the president, of course, but he was one of the six Republicans who joined the Dems in rejecting the argument that the trial is unconstitutional. So what we'll really see, I think, on a Wednesday will be maybe even more of some of the comments from the people who were on the attack. And there may be some legalese about constitutionality. There may be some, although I doubt that as much, about who should be held accountable and words matter, that kind of thing. So the Democrats have decided to move things on a fast track. So that means not calling any witnesses. And in a way, I'm surprised by that. I guess what's been established, the video, et cetera, showing what happened before, during, the January 6th storming of the Capitol. And that was the argument that they're betting on to begin the debate over the proceedings. What Congressman Raskin did was play a 13-minute video recapping the ugly scenes, kind of a highlights reel of the lowlights of January 6th. And the video, which, of course, was broadcast all over the place, showed all kinds of things, even the Capitol rioter being shot to death, Ashley Babbitt. And then Raskin, who you heard the little clip of there, also closed by recounting his own experience during the siege, saying, "A sound I will never forget, the sound of pounding on the door like a battering ram, the most haunting sound I ever heard." He mentioned the deaths and many injuries that happened that day, the officers who took their own lives in the days afterwards because they mentally could not stand it. He talked about an officer who was tortured with an American flag pole, and he, of course, buried his son around the time of the Capitol siege, and he broke down repeatedly recounting what had happened. What was very strange about the president's lawyers, not so much David Schoen, although he was a little, I think he was a little disorganized too, but the other attorney, Bruce Castor, I have no idea half the time when he was speaking what he was talking about. He was a left turn, a right turn, and trying to find the exit. It was a rambling mess, and apparently the former president, Trump, was not happy with Castor and what he did, because he opened for the legal team, and he spoke for 48 minutes, and he talked about ancient Greece and Rome and Nebraska. This week said Nebraska was quite a judicial thinking place. At one time, he admitted that his team had changed strategy after observing the thoroughness of the House impeachment manager's presentation. So even at one point when Senator Ted Cruz from Texas was asked by somebody what he thought of Castor, he just paused and sort of laughed and said, "I don't think the lawyers did the most effective job ever. I'll leave it to the others to fill out a scorecard on that front." So he had a duck and run for cover. Even Senator John Cornyn, another Texas Republican senator, who's among one of the big defenders of the former presidents on the Hill, said that he had seen a lot of lawyers and a lot of arguments, and that Castor's was not one of the finest I've seen. He just kind of rambled on and didn't really address the constitutional argument. That's what Cornyn told reporters when he was asked about it. So that was very strange, and maybe one of the strangest things of the entire presentation, right? When he, of course, was asked about it, he said, "I thought we had a good day." "I thought we had a good day. I'm going to throw a little Rome in there, a little Greece, little other things, and I'll get you so confused by the time we're done with this. I don't know. You'll think I'm winging a speech or something." And I always talk about numbers, so coming up next, we can count.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new Consumer Digital Banking Attitude Study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
With their coronavirus relief package. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. It's about the numbers. We can count, and this tops it. Under the draft legislation, we've talked about it. It came out on Monday. Americans earning $75,000 or less would get the fully promised $1,400 payment, despite a push by some moderate Democrats and Republicans to lower the threshold. But the checks would phase out faster than other rounds. It would cut off people who earn more than $100,000 and couples earning more than $200,000. So the stimulus check eligibility became a tug of war, a major point of contention between the factions, some factions of the Democratic Party even. So the party is trying to not lose support of even a single Senate Democrat. They need all 50 members to pass the measure, so they got to get it in order. That means for all of our friends listening in West Virginia, Senator Joe Manchin, baby, he's repeatedly argued that the payments need to be better targeted. I agree. And reportedly called for the checks to begin phasing out for individuals earning more than $50,000. Because you'll hear people say that I'm going to donate my check. I can't believe it. I don't need this check. Why are they sending me this check? I know people that really need it. They can't feed their families. So he's talking about the system of who it's going to. Jen Psaki, who is the White House press secretary, said further targeting means not the size of the check. It means the income level of the people who receive the check, because the president suggested last week he was willing to limit which Americans receive the third stimulus check in hopes of getting that bipartisan support for the measure. So now I guess the plan is, if they can show that $75,000 to Manchin, especially if they can show that 75,000, 150,000 is truly in need, then, you know, there you go. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen weighed in. She said that Americans earning 60,000 per year should get the full promised payment. See, here's what the problem is with all of that, and you and I know this. Everybody's economic system is situation is different because it can make a big difference, of course, where you live, right? So, and did somebody get laid off? Did something really, really change economically for your family? And to target it would be good, but it's a question of how can you target it fast enough? And I guess that's at the heart of this, and I think they'll keep it at that. I do. I think they'll keep it at that 75 because it's already in place. They can deposit the checks, and it'll be 75 or I guess 150 a couple, and then kids, it would depend on kids, you know, et cetera. All right, how about this? You talk about numbers. Travelers to England can face 10 years in prison under a new COVID-19 policy. Yes, it's true. The British Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, referred to the new policy that came into effect on Monday. Any traveler who comes there from a red list country faces a steep fine and imprisonment. They're being serious about that. He said that residents of the UK and Ireland arriving in England from the places on the government's red list have to purchase a quarantine package. It costs $2,400 a person and covers accommodation, virus testing, and other items. So they're just saying, plan on doing this. There are 33 countries, including South Africa, Portugal, and all of South America, from where travel to England is effectively banned because of the new variants of the coronavirus. So that doesn't even come into play. And, of course, they're looking at the numbers like everyone else and how big the numbers are and taking no chances because of how awful it's been. All right, moving on to will he get approved or not? You know, everything's going on with this second impeachment trial, you have these confirmations happening for President Biden's cabinet, and the confirmation hearings have been scheduled for February 22nd and 23rd for Merrick Garland, President Biden's nominee to be the U.S. Attorney General. He's going to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee in hopes of winning confirmation to the cabinet post, of course, which is the leadership spot of the U.S. Justice Department. And that means the confirmation vote on his nomination would likely be March 1st. And they move forward with that and see what happens. So Garland appears before the Senate panel on the first day of the hearings, while outside witnesses go on the second day. And he's 68 years old. He's served since 1997 as federal judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. And he's been down this road before. So we'll see what happens. You might be familiar with him in 2016 when former President Barack Obama nominated him to fill a U.S. Supreme Court vacancy after Justice Antonin Scalia died in February of that year. But then Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and other Republicans argued that the nomination should not be considered during election year and the court pick should instead go to the winner of the November presidential election. And Gorsuch became that judge who President Donald Trump selected in April of 2017. And, of course, he's on the Supreme Court. So there you go. There are so many numbers. I mean, look around and you will see the numbers that I see every day. Some of them are exceptional and some of them are awful. Winter is hitting us hard. The polar vortex has descended upon the nation. Some of you are laughing because you're used to chilly temperatures. I went out today with the pup and I was smacked with 30 degree temps that felt like it was much even colder than that. And this polar vortex is, you know, pretty much covering every nook and cranny except for Florida, parts of California, Nevada. But the north central U.S. has been really bitter cold for several days. And that's not letting up. I mean, wind chills as low as 50 to 40 degrees below zero were reported across the northern plains and upper Midwest. 40 to 50 degrees below zero. I mean, really, when you're in Montana and you're feeling that, when you're in Minnesota and you're feeling those negative temperatures, it's got to make you want to just stay in bed a little bit longer, right, if you have to venture out into the cold. You know, and when you have to take a dog for a walk, when you have to go into an office, yeah, I guess you get used to it. Some people get used to the battering that winter can bring with ice and snow, and the rest of us, I don't know, maybe we're weenies, as somebody said to me today. They're like, don't post anything about it's 30 degrees where you are. It's the freezing rain that's going to get you in northern Arkansas and western West Virginia. And that's what they're talking about. Look out for that freezing rain. Could get up to an inch of the stuff. And more snowfall on Thursday and Friday. Philly and New York could get 3 to 6 inches. Are you kidding me? Oh, more snow? I can't remember this much snow in that area. Money. We're talking about minimum wage. So minimum wage may shoot up to $15 an hour. That's a proposition President Joe Biden included in his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 stimulus pack. His initial decision demonstrates that if you look at the economy, and you look at recovery, and you look at the pandemic, and you look at the low-wage workers, how do they recover? But then what comes out on the other end is what ultimately happens with the economy after that, and what kind of a dip will the economy take? But, you know, the U.S. Department of Labor found that 84% of restaurants investigated have violated some of the rules, right, with this whole minimum wage thing. So they're looking deeper into that. But, of course, the restaurant business has just fallen off the map because of the pandemic. And so many of the industries where minimum wage comes into play, they're in that situation. Hey, coming up, Mike Sipe will join us to talk about the power of peers. He knows all about it, as he was part of a peer group and then started a peer group. Interesting business man. And then Michelle Jardine will join us, and she's written a book called Our Trip to Earth. Think angels, and think of explaining to kids what happens when people pass. And think of getting an idea for a book when you're in the shower, and then getting out of that shower and writing the book. She's a cool customer, and she has a great book. So we look forward to that at the end of this hour. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House announced Tuesday that community health centers will begin to get doses of coronavirus vaccine. That coming as CVS and Walgreens pharmacies begin to administer shots later this week. Johnson & Johnson CEO Alex Gorsky believes a trip to the pharmacy for a COVID shot may be a thing for several more years. He tells CNBC that a yearly vaccine, much like the flu shot, may be necessary for a while.
I think most people feel that this will be something where likely for the next several years, we'll be getting a COVID-19 shot just like we would a flu shot. Now, exactly what that shot's going to be comprised of, I don't think we know today, but I think we could all imagine a future where we're living with this, but where we can keep the science, at pace with the virus, so that we can keep on living our lives.
This is USA Radio News. One of the co-founders of the Supremes has passed away. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Wilson, a founding member of the Supremes, has died at the age of 76. Wilson died suddenly at her home in Henderson, Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas on Monday. A cause of death was not given. Under the Motown record label, the group scored 12 number one hits before breaking up in 1977. Motown founder Berry Gordy said in a statement, "The Supremes were always known as the sweethearts of Motown." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Louisiana Republican Party has issued a rebuke of Senator Bill Cassidy after he and five other GOP senators vote to declare former President Trump's impeachment trial constitutional. In a statement, the party said they were disappointed that Cassidy would vote to continue what they called an unconstitutional act that is an attack on American democracy. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
He is the founder of 10X Catalyst Groups, and he serves as the chairman for the 10X CEO and 10X Pro Groups. And you're saying to yourself, what is that? It's really actually mind-blowing what he's done, and it's a principle that I love because I believe in the power of peer groups. But he's mixed it with something very, very powerful, and that's Christianity. And what he's created is really, really quite interesting. So I'm thrilled to have him on this show. Mike, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
So let's talk about what I said, you know, loosely, the groups that you've created and 10X, and what was it that led you down this path? Because you had, what, 3 decades plus of a career in mergers, acquisitions, business development, et cetera, and you were the founder of Crosspoint Capital, which was a middle market investment banking firm, and we talk a lot about business on this show. So explain, first of all, your background and how you catapulted this into 10X.
Sure. Thanks, Kate. So I'm still a business guy, and I still do mergers and acquisitions investment banking work. That's my other halftime job, you know, the other 12 hours of the day. And so I'm a business guy, but I've been in peer groups for many, many years, mostly secular peer groups. And I found them to be really valuable, but lacking in an area that was really important to me, which was my faith and the opportunity to be able to discuss issues of business from a faith perspective. Because if you really think about it, there's nothing in life, whether it's relationships or the economy or business or finance or you name the topic, that doesn't somewhere have a spiritual root or a spiritual context. And so being in a peer group that is able to address that was something that I was really desirous of. And so a few years ago, I got involved in leading Christian peer groups for Christian CEOs and entrepreneurs. So these are business groups, but they're comprised of men and women of faith who want to use their business not just to make more money, although we certainly believe in building value and profit, but to use the business for the purpose of advancing the kingdom of God.
Wow, and so powerful, because like you said, you actually merged the two. You know, again, you make the joke about the 12 hours here and then more time here. And ultimately, we're talking about a business, and you see where we are right now with the economy. When you look in your crystal ball and you deal with all kinds of organizations, all kinds of groups, really on both sides, what do you see with the industry sectors, energy, technology? What do you see happening here as a result of this pandemic and how we come out of this?
Well, to say we're going to experience massive disruption, I mean, we have experienced massive disruption, and it's going to continue on. Some of that is going to actually be really positive. So there are many great things that are going to come out of what is, you know, fundamentally a disastrous situation in many perspectives. But, you know, the human spirit is resilient, and Americans are resilient. And there are things that my clients are experiencing as they navigate through this that they go, gosh, you know, that was really an inefficiency, or that was actually something that we wanted to get rid of, but we didn't know how to do it before this, and now we're able to sort of clean house. Obviously, there are many things about cleaning house that are quite painful and are difficult in many areas, but I believe that out of the disruption, we're going to see changes in the supply chain. We're going to see changes in manufacturing processes. We're going to see much less in the way of business travel and in face-to-face meetings, because we found in many cases that we really don't need to do that, and that there's efficiencies that can be gained. So there are a lot of really big challenges, but out of all kinds of challenges come great advancements. As one of my mentors used to say, Jim Rohn, he used to say, don't ask why things are so hard. Ask how you can get better.
Boy, I love Jim Rohn, and I agree with that so much, and exactly what you're saying here. I think we're going to see some interesting things come out of this time. People just have to get through it and hang through and forecast, I think, for the future and look at some of the things that you're talking about. So you started off, I mean, I'm sure in a couple of different ways, but one of the things that stood out to me in your bio, which was pretty impressive, I have to say, is that you're an ex-Army Ranger captain. So you understand organization. You understand pulling things together. Did you use a lot of what you learned in the military in your career?
It's amazing how Ranger School continues to play out. One of the things that is really fundamental to doing missions behind enemy lines is really extensive contingency planning. And so developing plans for when everything is going to go wrong, because it always does. You know, there's actually a famous philosopher named Murphy. You probably have run into him, and Murphy says, hey, things are going to go wrong. They're going to go wrong at the worst possible time in the worst possible way. And so you got to plan for Murphy. And so Private Murphy was a big part of our Ranger planning. And if you think about the business climate that's going on right now, part of the reason that it's painful for some people is because they really didn't plan for Murphy. And those that did actually are coming out pretty well out of this. So diversification is one of those areas. You know, I have a client who I've been working with for a couple of years trying to get him to diversify his client base. And he's heavily focused in hospitality and restaurants. And he called me in a panic after they were all shut down and said, I should have diversified, shouldn't I? I'm, yep, you should have.
Right. So you did give him the great advice. He just didn't pay attention to that. Oh, no kidding, because
That's the only client. That's the only one that doesn't listen to me. Oh. All of the other ones are just, they're so malleable. Absolutely. Oh. Yeah, they're CEOs, right? So.
Right. Oh, I love it. So let's talk about your book, The Avada Principle, and it's won all kinds of awards, and you've got a workbook that goes along with it. Tell us about that and what led you to writing the book.
Well, all of my clients and I wrestle with this idea of too much to do and not enough day, and so many conflicting demands on our lives. You know, we're to go out and be warriors in the marketplace. We're to be loving husbands and great fathers, and we're to be super fit and talented and involved in the community, all these things. Sometimes it gets quite kind of overwhelming, and the solution that has been promoted the most is this idea of living a balanced life. And I found that to actually be extremely flawed. I could never get in balance. And the more that I looked at it, the more I realized, you know, this is just an impossible kind of an approach. And so there's got to be something better than the idea of trying to achieve balance, because you can't achieve it. And as soon as you do achieve it, you're out of balance again. And so basically you've got the failure of chaos that moves to the failure of balance. And I said, well, what else might there be? And that concept is integration. And how do you live an integrated life? And interestingly, there's not much written on that. One of the things I found that those that wrote about it didn't actually make a good recommendation on what should be integrated. Like, if you were to have an integrated life, what would one integrate? And so I discovered an ancient word. It's one of the oldest words in American, not American, it's the oldest words in human language. It's called avada, and it comes out of the ancient Hebrew. And one of the interesting things about the Hebrew language is that one word can mean multiple things simultaneously. And so one of the earliest words in Genesis is the word avad, where God tells Adam to go and work the garden. And so avad is a word that shows up about 450 times throughout the Old Testament, and it actually means three things: work, worship, and service. And those three things are the things we're to integrate, and the process of doing that is what the Avada principle is about.
Wow, that's a big takeaway in that. And you know what? You made me think, oh, now I know where that word's come from. So, yes, of course. So, great. And you're right. There is nothing that I can think of off the top of my head, because I was thinking about that, that combines all of what you just talked about in one book. I can't think of a business book. I can't think of any kind of a Christian book that I've seen where it's combined that whatsoever. So, congratulations on that success. I'd be remiss not to ask you about your podcast. Tell us about your podcast.
Oh, this is so fun, and thank you for co-hosting with me on one recently where we interviewed the CEO of Buck Knives, BJ Buck. What an awesome guy, and it was so fun to do that with you. So with Forbes Books, with Forbes Books Radio, I've got a co-produced podcast where we're interviewing some of the top Christian CEOs in the country on issues of business and issues of faith and how they actually integrate their faith and their work. And it's just great fun. And you can find that on ForbesBooksRadio.com /10X. And there's some amazing interviews and many more coming.
All right. And it was really fun to talk to CJ Buck. Wow. What a history and what a family, for sure. So please go to that and check that podcast out. It was a thrill for me to be part of that too, as well. And then 10xgroups.com. You can find out more about Michael's site there too, as well. Michael, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Kate. Sure. Appreciate you.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Corner. Joining us is Michelle Jardine, and she's written a book that talks about, it's fascinating. It's fascinating what she said because she's written a book called Our Trip to Earth, but you know those moments where you get thoughts in the shower but you don't act on them? She acted on them, and I think that's part of what this journey is about. So Michelle, thanks so much for joining us.
It's great to be here, Kate, and I'm excited to share with your listeners.
So you got to share us the shower story because, you know, we see every once in a while there's a commercial about it and somebody has some daydream and whatnot, but people don't always act on what pops into their mind in the shower. But you had something powerful hit you in the shower and you knew this was the road to this book, right?
Yes, I did. I actually had the book itself show up in the shower. So the title, Our Trip to Earth, and the actual title page, how it would look, and it looks just like it did in my vision or in my mind in the shower that morning, if you could believe that. And then about the time I realized, hey, is this a book? Then the actual story started coming to me too. I mean, it was very exciting. I was pretty surprised. I wasn't expecting anything like that. It wasn't like I'd been thinking, oh, I should write a book. So finished up my shower, threw a bathrobe on, hair in the towel, and I jumped on the computer and finished typing it up as fast as I could get it out. So it was a pretty exciting shower experience. I get a lot of inspiration in the shower typically, but this was definitely unusual.
Good for you. And I love the story, though, by the way, that the description was brilliant, that you just wrapped yourself up, you know, and you just went right to the computer and you put it out because you don't want to forget it, right? Because you're not sitting there with a computer in the shower. You don't have your phone. You're not yelling things out. So that was great. So you get to the computer and you start to pound this out. Tell us what the book's about.
It's kind of a children's spirituality 101. In a nutshell, that's probably what I would say. It basically talks about the story of our lives here on Earth, that it is part of an overall bigger journey. So kind of like a business trip, I guess you could say, you know, where we learn and grow and we have experiences to develop as souls. And basically it talks about how we have help from guides and angels and those around us, and even our own internal guidance if we just connect and listen to that. Basically talks about all the different types of experiences we might have and how we might hear from loved ones on the other side that have gone before us. Basically, I think it's a good way to kickstart a child's interest in their own spiritual journey and their own path in life.
Yeah, I love that you say, you know, and the cover has the angel, which, by the way, the artwork on the cover, right? Your children.
Yes. Yes, I knew from the image that popped in my head, it looked like it was drawn by children, so I knew that my children would be my illustrators. And, of course, I roped them into this, and they were really happy and at first doing this for Mom, you know, and we would talk about the different concepts of the book, and they would actually get inspired and draw these great little pictures, you know, that we used. And then eventually they kind of got worn out on that whole concept, and they did most of them that way, but then, you know, eventually I had to, like, get their permission to use some of their other artwork, like the little mouse with the made out of leaves. You know, that was a project that I just thought was adorable and would fit. So some of it was done previously, but yeah, they definitely got into it with me. It was a fun project. I would highly recommend if you get a chance to do put together a book with your children or grandchildren or children in your life. It is just a blast. We had a really good time doing it.
And we're speaking with Michelle Jardine, and her name of her book is Our Trip to Earth. And you said it, you know, guides and angels, and I call it that internal GPS. So teaching kids at a younger age, does that kind of lift the fear of, ooh, what comes after, and what's life beyond us, and what does that mean? Is that kind of part of the message, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a very comforting message. From some of the book events I did where I read the book to children in a group setting, you know, I saw a couple of things from this. One is the validation factor. You know, many children are sensitive when they're really young. And unfortunately, as parents, we have a tendency to tie it to the logical. You know, oh, no, it's that. We write it off. And when we do that, I think we kill it. But when we're encouraged and we help them grow that into something useful, I think that can be very helpful. And I had an experience where I was at the point of the book where I was talking about how we, different ways we may hear from those on the other side or experience them. And one of the boys in the group, I could tell from his body language, he probably wasn't thrilled to be there. He raised his hand and talked about how he had visits from his baby sister in his room. And, you know, it was really cool that he felt comfortable to share that with the whole group. You know, and I said, wow, that is pretty amazing experience. How nice that you get to hear from your baby sister. And I found afterward the family had experienced a miscarriage. But I could tell from his body language immediately once he got some validation, he was smiles and he was engaged and part of the rest of the reading and very interested in the topic. And, you know, and I also could see that it was comforting to him that he could experience her still. And a lot of times, I think with children, it's just a hard topic. You know, their family member, loved one just disappears. And I think it's a comfort to know that they can be very nearby. And especially with what we're all going through right now, you know, I think it's particularly good for children to feel that potential comfort there. I had two friends tell me that the timing of the book entering their lives was within weeks of losing a family member, and they both said it was a really good conversation starter with their children. You know, it helped them have those discussions and conversations. So
yep.
That was kind of things I hadn't thought about when, you know.
Yeah, when you put it together, it's a difficult conversation to have, right? Because kids, depending on their age, you know, 5, 6, older even, and there's not much, and that's what really stuck out to me about our trip to Earth. There's not much conversation about that. It's just kind of there. Like if you are religious and you go to services, you know, and kids have Sunday school, but there's not a lot of conversation centering around what happens. And you're right about that whole comfort thing, I think, for kids. So for you, that has to be gratifying, right? When, especially with the boy saying that about the baby sister.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was really heartwarming. It had to keep the tears at bay and stay focused on making that a good positive experience for him. And it was kind of something I hadn't really thought about going into this. You know, I hadn't really thought about that validation and comfort factor as much. I do know in my own experience, I do think the book came to me as an answer to a question I had posed. I found myself on my own spiritual journey after losing a couple of people close to me. You know, I lost my grandma and she really kicked it off by, I mean, I could write a book about all the communication I had from her on the other side. It really blew me away. I had a belief that life goes on beyond this to begin with, but she put it in a whole new light for me. You know, and so I was kind of excited about that, and I can't help myself but share, you know, with everybody I know and but hear these great experiences back and the comfort that brought people. And so that kind of kicked it off. And then I lost a dear friend. She was 45, got leukemia, and left behind a 12 and 13-year-old, and it was so devastating to me. I was having a hard time going, yeah, there's life beyond this, so what? So what's the purpose in all this, right? And I found it a struggle just to do day-to-day things. I sat outside her office, so going to work was difficult. And then I come home and look at my kids and say, well, how do I help encourage them to feel like there's purpose and meaning in life? You know, how do I do this for them? And fortunately, people in my life recognized I was struggling, and I was recommended books, and people purchased books for me, and I started doing all this reading. And funny enough, I started having my own amazing experiences that I did not plan to have. And so as I was reading these books, you know, I have time to read on the weekend, say, and then I go out on a little adventure and have these experiences, and I'd be anxious to look through the book to see if I could find what that meant. And it would be the very next section of the book would describe what I had just experienced. And it was just super validating for me. It was like, wow, I experienced something I didn't even know could happen, and here I am reading about it again right after. So this started getting me excited about life again and realizing there's a meaning and a purpose, and I started getting my own little framework built, I guess. So then the question was, how do I share that with my children without dictating to them how it should be? Because as we all know, when it's ours, our homegrown, you know, we experience it, and it's ours. Ownership is so much more meaningful than somebody dictating to us how it should be. And so I do believe the book coming to me in the shower like it did was kind of an answer to a question I had posed. And I also felt like it was intended to be a gift to be shared. And fortunately, I have other people encourage me in that direction. So.
Well, that sums it up. It is a gift to be shared. Michelle Jardine, you can pick up her book, Our Trip to Earth. Get it on Amazon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.